live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. Just now thawing out from the polar bear splash Saturday, and I didn't even get in the water. Well, congratulations to the 62 people who dived into the water in a search for those prize tokens at the bottom of the pool. Congratulations also to Junior Pemberton, our two-time winner of the Harry Ice Princess Sash and Tiara. He looks smashing in them, by the way. What a fun time Saturday at Mountain Valley Splash Park in Prescott Valley. Thanks to everybody with the Aquatics Department at the town of Prescott Valley. It was a wonderful time. An awful lot of people turned out. More than 200 people were there, and 62 went into the water. We had a free pancake and sausage breakfast from IHOP. We had the donut eating contest, hands-free, of course, powdered sugar donuts. Imagine the mess. Hands-free ice cream eating contest. That was even worse. I think people jumped into the pool just to get all the ice cream and powdered sugar off of them. And then our friends Reagan and Jessica and the other good folks at Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling provided for the very first time a warming tent. And boy, was that a welcome sight for people climbing out of that ice-cold water. The water is 43 degrees when people jumped in. So a great time all the way around at Mountain Valley Park this past Saturday. Hey, the O'Reilly Auto Parts toughest monster truck tour is coming to the Findlay Toyota Center this Friday and Saturday. We gave away some tickets to lucky fans at the Polar Bear Splash Saturday. You can still get yours by going online to either Findlay, that's F-I-N-D-L-A-Y, FindlayToyotaCenter.com, or by its old name, PrescottValleyEventCenter.com, and you'll be directed to that site. Keep in mind, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just send me an email to DJFone, that's DJFONE, at KQ&A.com. And today's guests, in just a moment, will be talking about elder law with attorney Chip McLaughlin, whose firm deals especially with that. Chip will also be doing a talk this Thursday as part of the Senior Connection series. Then after the bottom of the hour news and weather with Link, we'll talk to a local movie maker, Mark Bauer. His movie C-Bar played the Elks Theater to a packed house a couple of years ago. He's got apparently a sequel in the works. We'll be talking to Mark about that. Now, if you happen to see the Golden Globes telecast last night, don't be too swayed by who won and who didn't, since the entire Hollywood Foreign Press Association consists of only about 90 people voting, and all of them are based outside the U.S. One of them, believe it or not, is a Russian bodybuilder who joined the HFPA just because he was kind of curious. And these people are very easily wooed by the studios with press junkets and stays at the Beverly Hills Hotel and free dinners and interviews with the stars trying to get their votes. When you only have 90 voters to sway, it's pretty easy to do. So, you know, for these folks who say the Golden Globes is a harbinger of the Oscars, not really. It does give every film they mention an awful lot of publicity, which can help them in the award season, but the real harbinger of the Oscars is the Screen Actors Guild Awards, because more than 3,000 people vote on those, and every one of them is a movie industry professional. So enjoy the Golden Globes for what it is. It's a fun TV show. You have TV and movie stars there. They're drinking at their tables. Acceptance speeches get a little silly sometimes. So, yeah, it's a good TV show to watch. Just don't take it too seriously. Well, we've got Chip McLaughlin in the bullpen, just ready to step right in on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Perfect. Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Let's observe the inflatable noodle man. His constant undulating entices people to look at me, look at me. He's tireless and brainless. A literal airhead. Curiously, however, the inflatable noodle man, when hearing that Geico not only saves people money, but also has an award-winning app that makes it easy to manage one's policy, he knows you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Just ask an inflatable noodle man. Carefully, they are unpredictable creatures.
For some kids, childhood means basketball games and family picnics. But for others, it means abuse, neglect, and a life of hurt. You can do something about it. Local court-appointed special advocates, CASA volunteers, stand up for these children and change their lives. Find out how you can change a life of hurt into one of hope. Training starts soon. Call 928-771-3165 or visit CASAofYavapaiCounty.org. A child needs you.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Fung.
And we are back live at 208. Our friend Debbie Stewart has these wonderful Senior Connection events several times during the year. And every week or two, she has a very special guest speaker. Well, coming up this Thursday at Las Fuentes Resort, the guest speaker is Chip McLaughlin. Chip's firm specializes in elder law. Chip, I understand your firm takes care of things like long-term care planning, public benefits access, special needs planning, estate planning, conservatorships, guardianships, probate and trust. Those are pretty complicated things. But what is your talk Thursday mostly going to be about?
Well, as you say, DJ, first of all, elder laws, a lot of people don't know what elder law is. It's an area of law that focuses on the special needs of seniors. And as we grow older, our incidence of incapacity and disability increases. So this area of law focuses on legal issues pertaining to incapacity, disability, and death. So to try to pre-plan, people should be doing their trusts and powers of attorney and having long-term care insurance and that sort of thing. And then sometimes to get public benefits, we'll do some planning to try to help them get in a position to get those benefits, Medicaid planning, VA planning, and then crisis planning.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to talk a little bit about that today, but guardianship and conservatorship, trust administration, probate, and that sort of thing. So on the upcoming talk, I'm going to be talking about an area that is of great concern for this community and Yavapai County and also in Arizona, and that's the area of financial exploitation. And not so in my practice, I don't deal so much with, for example, the scams that are going on, because when those occur, usually they're reported to the police and the Attorney General's office, and they deal with those issues.
And those are often coming from outside the area anyway, right?
Oh, absolutely.
From phone banks and stuff. They're just dialing till somebody answers.
I'm embarrassed to say that I myself got scammed. It was a Nigerian scam.
The prince got hold of you, huh?
Yeah, well, I didn't actually, wasn't the person directly involved. I was the victim indirectly, but it was an amazing story how they pulled it off. But
wow.
What we see, DJ, is mostly family members, caregivers, neighbors, unfortunately, professionals that take advantage of vulnerable seniors and start getting into their bank accounts, changing estate planning documents, transferring real property, vehicles. It takes every form, and it can be done by any person.
Mm-hmm. I understand, too, that because family members often are trusted much more than outsiders, an awful lot of times it's family members who are doing this, right?
That's exactly right, TJ. And the reason for that is that they have the greatest opportunity because they are the ones that are being trusted by the vulnerable adult. And so often what happens is the family member will come into the home and start taking care of their parent, or the parent might move into the child's home, and the child becomes familiar with all of the affairs of the parent, health care, financial, and the parent becomes very dependent on their family member for all of their needs. And so there's, you know, a power difference, you know, because the family member has all the power and the senior gets increasingly incapacitated or disabled, which makes them vulnerable. And under the law, there's actually a definition of under the law of what a vulnerable adult is, and that's a person who's unable to protect themselves from financial exploitation because of some physical or mental impairment.
When you have an elder who calls your office, how often do you hear them say, "I can't believe I'm doing this. Please, I don't want to get my son, my brother, my ex-husband, my cousin, whatever, in trouble, but I think they're stealing from me." How difficult is that call to make?
You know, I love how you put that question, DJ, because that is indeed the dilemma for seniors. They have very mixed feelings because they love their children. Mm-hmm. They don't want their children to go to jail. And one of the goals as we grow older is obtaining peace and harmony with family members. And the thing they don't want, most of them, is conflict.
Yeah.
And so to challenge them, it's scary for them. They don't want to have to go through court, et cetera. So more often, the situation is not the victim themselves that comes to me, but it's someone else. It's a child, another child, say the quote-unquote good child who's reporting about the bad child, which is a big case I'm involved in right now. Or it might be the spouse, or it might be a neighbor, a good neighbor that's concerned, or a lawyer, someone who's spotted the abuse. And banks sometimes do it. And if they see a pattern of withdrawals from the account or suspicious behavior, they will freeze the account and wait until there's a conservatorship done through the court, et cetera.
Aside from unauthorized bank withdrawals and things, what are some of the other signs that financial exploitation may be occurring?
Well, let's start first, DJ, with estate planning documents. Normally, if estate planning documents have already been done, a relationship is formed between the lawyer and the client. And sometimes that's a very long-term relationship. The exploiter will never go back to that attorney. They will contact a new attorney or a new paralegal or document preparer to take their loved one to that person because they know that the regular attorney is going to be very careful about protecting the senior. So they go to this new person, and oftentimes they'll want to sit in on the consultation. They'll speak for the elder instead of allowing the elder to speak for themselves. And they're very suggestive about what should be done. And because the elder is vulnerable, because they're susceptible to being unduly influenced. Oftentimes, whoever they are with at the time, that's what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
If they were with the other child, they might do something entirely different. So changing estate planning documents in favor of the exploiter, and then the exploiter does not tell the other family members that the documents have been changed. And the attorney can't say anything because between the senior and the attorney, there's attorney-client privilege. So it becomes a big secret. The other thing we see with estate planning documents is what I call the dueling powers of attorney, where, you know, one of the kids takes their parent to California and they see an attorney for a visit, and then they come back, and then the person in Arizona, the kid in Arizona, sees that the power of attorney was changed to California, so they take them to an attorney in Arizona and get it changed again, and it goes back and forth and back and forth. And basically, because the senior is vulnerable, and whoever they're with the last time is who they're going to go with.
Does the likelihood of exploitation increase with the senior's financial situation?
Not necessarily. It's pretty surprising. At least in my experience, I don't have statistics in front of me, but you know, there was this interesting study once about what people thought was a level of savings that would constitute being wealthy.
Mm-hmm.
And people that had, you know, like $10,000 would think $50,000 is wealthy, and people with $1 million would think $5 million is wealthy. And it went up to this ridiculous amount before somebody would admit that they were wealthy. I don't know, something like $10 million.
Yeah.
So $10,000 can be a lot of money to some people. For other people, it has to be $200,000.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things also to look for is, you know, you have a senior and they have a pattern of how they spend, you know, the regular bills that are taken out of their bank account, the types of withdrawals they're making. And then all of a sudden, when you're looking at the bank records, you see this huge sudden change in the way the funds are being used. And it's funny, in a lot of these cases, what I see is they'll start, it's like they're testing, and they'll take out $40 out of the ATM for, you know, a couple months, you know, 40, three times, and then they think, oh, I got away with that. Then it becomes 100, and mm-hmm. then 200, and then there are more of them. The case we have right now, the child was going to Starbucks two or three times a day, so there was that going on there, which she had never gone to Starbucks in her life on her own. Huge Costco expenditures that she had not had.
Mm-hmm.
Huge cash withdrawals that she had not had. Payments for third parties, you know, to themselves, payments to themselves for mm-hmm. their expenses. You'll see that there was an automobile transferred to the abuser's child. She got her to sign over the title to the vehicle. She got her to agree to put her name on a residence, and then took her money to pay the entire mortgage for her residence.
Mm.
So it took every form that you can imagine.
Wow. We are speaking with Chip McLaughlin. He specializes in elder law. We're going to come back with more with Chip in just a moment. In the meantime, as we cut to the break, Chip, tell us how our listeners can contact you about elder law issues.
Yes. My telephone number at my office, the law offices of Chester McLaughlin at 127 North Marina Street, is 928-443-9934. Generally, I don't give out my email address until a client becomes a client, but we do have a website, azelderlaw.com.
Very good.
And there's a lot of information on this topic, actually,
mm-hmm.
as well.
That's a good first place to start, isn't
and
it?
My two dogs are on there, by the way, Ben and Jerry. They've got
Ben
pictures of Ben and Jerry. If you, just to see the pictures of Ben and Jerry, you should get on
that
there.
That alone is worth it, indeed.
Yeah, he's part of the team. They're part of the team.
More coming up with Chip in just a moment on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KAQNA.com. Don't go away.
your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
Hi, this is Rich Joliet, your neighborhood CPA. Now is the perfect time to talk about Arizona tax credits. You can actually decide where your tax dollars go. Talk to your favorite school or charitable organization and learn how you can put your tax dollars to work right here in your community. For more information on tax credits or help with your business accounting, give me a call and let me show you why I've earned the title Best Accountant in Prescott Valley the last 5 years. 777-2386 or online at richardjolietcpa.com.
Arizona Coyotes hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQA. Arizona Coyotes hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot! He scores!
The Arizona Coyotes visit the Vancouver Canucks live Sunday night at 8 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQA.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 222 with Chip McLaughlin from the McLaughlin Law Firm. Elder care is their specialty. Chip, is there any way to recover stolen funds?
Well, it's very, very difficult, unfortunately, because typically what happens is the exploiter spends the money. Mm-hmm. It's not like they take the money and stick it in a bank account. So one thing we have to remember is that there are criminal penalties. And in Arizona, in the theft statute, they specifically reference financial exploitation and of vulnerable adults as constituting theft.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, for example, Sheila Polk, our county prosecutor, mm-hmm. county attorney is very interested in this area and pursues these kinds of cases aggressively. On the civil side, you can also file a lawsuit, and there's actually an Arizona statute dealing with it, which is in Title 46 of the Arizona statutes, and it's, if for any of you that want to look that up, it's 46, Arizona Revised Statute 46-456. But if you sue somebody who's done financial exploitation, the penalties are excellent. They're, you can disinherit the person, if they financially, it's proven they financially exploited the person.
Mm-hmm.
They can also get double damages. So the amount of money that was stolen times two and the attorney's fees that the person has incurred in going after them. The problem is that if somebody doesn't have any money, you can get a judgment and it's just sitting there as a judgment. Now, if the perpetrator has real property, for example, in this case that I've been talking about, they do have vehicles. they're working a little bit, not much. You could always garnish wages.
Mm-hmm.
You can record the judgment. It could become a lien against real property. But it's very difficult. In a criminal case, the judge can order as part of the sentencing restitution. But that it's generally paid over a very long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
So
when I worked in the funeral cemetery industry, which our regular listeners know that I did years ago, under California state law, we had to give someone 24 hours notice before we could enter their home and talk to them about pre-need planning. That was to enable them to bring in their family members to sit in on the discussion. That was pushed through by the Consumer Protection Bureau in California. Do you know if such a thing exists in Arizona?
I don't know that, but I really like that idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because there are a lot of salespersons that will take advantage of vulnerable adults. And as I say, I don't deal a lot with scams, but I do see a lot, for example, of financial products that are sold that are inappropriate. The biggest one is a deferred annuity where you see a big commission paid up front. And then what happens is the person's money is locked up, basically. If you try to take it out, you're going to get heavily penalized. Mm-hmm. And sometimes on the products, the penalties run out over 10 years, and the person might be 80 years old.
Yeah.
And so, you know, between 80 and 90, their money, if they try to take their money out of their own account, they can pay penalties. Now, deferred annuities are appropriate for some people, and they have tax advantages, but not everybody. Also, life insurance products, you know, that are not necessarily needed. So, it's the same concept as the pre-need. They used to be worried about reverse mortgages, and that's why they put all these regulations that people were mortgaging their house and didn't really understand what a reverse mortgage was.
Mm-hmm. It does run out, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
One last question for you, Chip. How can you reduce the likelihood of exploitation through estate planning?
Well, the most effective way to try to reduce the chances of financial exploitation, the best way is to do a trust. Because what happens is when you do a trust with your own money and you create a revocable living trust, in your trust document, you name a backup trustee. You're normally the initial trustee, but you name a backup, the successor trustee. Under the terms of the trust, if the successor trustee gets a doctor's statement, usually, or two doctor statements, depending on the document, and they present that to the financial institutions and a copy of the trust, they'll actually remove the original trustee from the accounts, still in the name of their trust, but then they put the successor on. Now, the person that's subject to exploitation, the original trustee, cannot write checks on the account, can't transfer real property, the change in trustees is recorded. So that's a protection. Whereas if a power of attorney, if I give you a power of attorney, it doesn't take any power away from me. It means you can do my business for me, but I can still do my own business, so I can still be exploited. But if you put your assets in a trust, you can be removed as trustee and be protected that way. If it's not done in advance, you might end up having a court case called a conservatorship where the court orders that you enters a protective order, and a conservator is appointed for you. It could be a professional. It could be a family member. And then all your accounts are retitled. There has to be a bond for the conservator, and they have to file accountings with the court, and there are lawyers involved, and it's expensive. So you like to try to avoid it, but that's how you stop it, is, you know, generally through a conservatorship or the removal of the trustee and putting in the successor if you've got a trust.
And that is Chip McLaughlin from the Law Office of Chester McLaughlin at 127 North Marina Street. You can call him at 443-9934. Go online to azelderlaw.com. Talk to him about long-term care planning, public benefits, special needs planning, estate planning, conservatorships, guardianships, probate and trust administration, financial exploitation, and elder abuse and VA service related compensation. We thank you for sharing that with us today, Chip.
Thank you.
Once again, your talk Thursday will be when and where?
It's at 12 o'clock at Las Fuentes resort. So come on down. Mm-hmm. Love to see you.
And thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got news and weather with Link coming up, and then a chat with a local movie maker. Mark Bauer is here. He of C-Bar fame. That's coming up on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.com.
Hi, James Roush here at Bualka Bulk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Bualka Bulk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Bualka Bulk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
At Norton's Lock and Safe, we stand for life, liberty, and the pursuit of safes? Liberty safes, that is. This is Jody. I am so excited. We are now the largest authorized Liberty dealer in Northern Arizona. And just like all of us at Norm's, Liberty safes are made right here in the U.S. of A and have lifetime warranties. Check out the new showroom of Liberty Home and Gun Safes. Life, liberty, and Norm's Lock and Safe. What more could you want? Play it safe with Liberty safes at Norm's in Prescott Valley.
Hi, I'm Dr. Aaron Haig, and I'm here to talk to you about Bradshaw Family Dental, where patient care is our number one priority. One of the best ways to offer high-quality patient care is to stay up to date with the latest technology, such as digital dentistry. At Bradshaw Family Dental, we offer the latest technology with digital x-rays, digital impressions, laser dentistry, and 3D printing. Come find out how this technology can help you achieve the smile you always wanted. Find out more by checking out our website at bradshawfamilydental.com or call us at 277-0076.
This just in. Breaking news. The clowns in Phoenix have actually got it right. No collusion confusion here. Your year-end donation to Yavapai Exceptional Industries now is a tax credit. $400 singly, $800 filing jointly. An Arizona state tax credit for your year-end gift to Yavapai Exceptional Industries. www.yeiworks.com. Donate now button. Yavapai Exceptional Industries, 45 years in the Central Highlands of Arizona, supporting your neighbors with disabilities in the community and the economy. That's good news. 445-0991. Schedule the tour. It'll make your day. And that's good news every day. YEIWorks.com. Donate now. 445-0991. And that's good news every day.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon. Thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Monday the 7th. I'm DJ Phone with a check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach and Volk. The Prescott City Council meets at 1 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. They'll get an update on the Hilton Garden Inn project.
According to Prescott City Manager Michael Lamar, since the original development agreement with WSH Hospitality was approved by council in September, significant changes to the project and adjoining lands have occurred. For example, the total acreage has been reduced from just over 2 acres to just under that amount. The total number of hotel rooms has increased from 95 to 100, while the building height is going down from 70 to 55 feet. The Hilton Garden Inn will be located at the corner of Sheldon and Montezuma Streets near Granite Creek Park. The Prescott City Council meeting will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. Prior to that meeting, council will hold a session that's closed to the public. Members will discuss whether to join in a lawsuit or lawsuits against pharmaceutical companies for damages suffered by the city due to the opioid abuse epidemic. The meeting starts at 10 in the lower level conference room at City Hall. I'm Lindsay Draper reporting.
A mostly sunny work week with highs today in the upper 40s, the mid-50s tomorrow through Thursday in the Prescott Quad Cities. Chilling with mostly clear skies to the upper 20s while you sleep. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, up to a partly sunny 52 today. The low 60s the rest of the week. Pre-dawn lows in the low 30s. This news and weather, a service of Wallach and Volk. I'm DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM KQ&A. Like us on Facebook. Check us out on your mobile device. Listen live worldwide at KQ&A.com. Q&A will continue after this. Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, have a lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015.
Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
The Baleri Professional Building, home to Prescott's premier high-tech business suites, located right in the heart of downtown Prescott. Baleri Business Suites feature high-speed internet, covered parking, and a climate-controlled environment designed for business, medical, legal, and most any general office purpose. New one-year leases available with one additional month free. Call 445-7191 or go to BaleriProfessionalBuilding.com for more information. The Baleri Professional Building, Prescott's business address.
Are you an energetic, outgoing professional that has good people skills? Then Truly Nolan Pest Control, a leading pest control company in Arizona since 1955, has a well-paying career for you. We are looking for just the right candidates in our Prescott Valley office for both sales and service. You must have a valid driver's license, pass a drug test, and background check. For more information on positions available, please visit our website at trulynolan.com. Click on Careers, then Positions, and City. An equal opportunity employer, trulynolan.com.
Hi folks, this is Danny Sampson at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley. We just received our first load of super light Gulfstream travel trailers. At only 2,300 pounds, they're towable by most six-cylinder SUVs. They're nicely equipped, including air conditioning, awning, and microwave. The best part is they're only $148 per month. That's right, only $148 per month OAC. Come check them out at Little Dealer Little Prices RV in Prescott Valley on Highway 69 in Truewood.
Price based on 2,500 down, 144 months at 5.99 APR, OAC. See dealer for detail.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back at 2:37, just in time for another opening, another show. You might recall a few years ago, I interviewed Mark Brower in here. Mark started the C-Bar movie, which is becoming, I understand, a movie franchise. Right, Mark Brower and Patrick Ball?
Correct.
Let me turn your mic on there, Patrick. That'll help a little bit there.
Hey.
There we go.
There
that's much
go.
Better. Patrick, you had a major role in the production of this movie. Tell us what your many roles were in the first film.
I came on as director, and I also shot the picture. I was the cinematographer, and so I was the man behind the camera and on set just trying to, you know, carry the show, tell the crew what to do, tell the actors what to do. And then when it got finished, I edited the whole thing. I cut it together myself, and which actually kind of made it easier since I was shooting it, managing
it. So you already knew all about it. So
yeah.
When you got hold of it, you knew what to do with it, didn't you?
That's right. It kind of just came right together because I had planned the whole thing out months in advance. Mark gave me the script. I wrote it out shot for shot. I had it all put together in my head.
Mm-hmm.
And then... So when it was all done, I got it all edited, and I think it was 22 days.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a record for me.
Yeah. Let me bounce this off you, Patrick, because I read a wonderful book called Movie Speak by a longtime Hollywood director and producer, Tony Bill. And he was directing a movie where an A-list actress was really being a pain in the you-know-what. And he called her in and said, "What are you doing?" And she said, "I'm trying to make a movie." He said, No. You got it all wrong. All we're asking you to do is be this character. That's all you've got to do is be this character. You see the director? You see the lighting guy? You see the cinematographer? You see the writer? They're the ones, and all the post-production people, those are the people who are going to make a movie. All you've got to do is be this character. And from that point on, they were great. Does that make sense to a director?
Yeah, it does. Everyone's got their job on set.
Mm-hmm.
And in filmmaking, no one job is more important than another job. I mean, the sound is incredibly important.
Sure.
Editing, actors, everyone needs to show up and have their specific job to do. No stepping on other people's toes,
mm-hmm.
obviously. And, but yeah, that's definitely true. I mean, everyone, when people show up and do their job, things go really well.
Mm-hmm. And it's on the movie set you find out why you want your actor to hit his marks, right?
Yeah, that's right.
With your blocking and the lighting and things like that.
Yeah,
the
audio,
camera work.
Audio guy standing there ready,
yeah, exactly.
ready for him, and lighting is matched for that mark. So, Yeah.
So, Mark, Mark Bauer, tell us what your lingering memories are, the standout memories from the first movie, and how that has made this one either easier or tougher.
The first one was like a big party.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd never done it before. People came out of the woodwork. It was just, it was an amateur event. And in the end, it turned out real good.
Mm-hmm.
And we were really surprised. We had no idea we would have the success we've had.
Yeah.
We didn't know where to go with it for about a year and a half. We made the movie and then we decided, what do we do with this?
Mm-hmm.
And couldn't find any marketplaces. So we ended up on Amazon Prime. That's where we found our market. The first episode in 18 was watched 250,000 times.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Well, there's 2,600 Westerns on mm-hmm. Amazon Prime. We started at the bottom, and before the year was out, we were number one. Yeah.
You're kidding me.
No.
That's amazing.
Oh, we were ahead of all the big Hollywood productions for quite
something?
A while. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. We're always in the top 20.
Isn't that something?
We were just amazed.
And I bet you were the most amazed of them all, weren't you?
We made money.
Yeah.
And we made enough money that it made total sense to make another episode.
Sure.
And that's what led us right into episode two.
And episode two, I understand you have a premiere screening date coming up. Where at and when?
It's at the Yavapai Auditorium. What do they call that?
The Performing Arts Center.
Performing Arts Center,
mm-hmm.
February 2nd. Doors open at 6 p.m. The movie starts at 7. And the movie is 63 minutes long.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, people will be standing around and visiting and talking. It'll be a lot of fun. The energy is sky high.
Yeah.
No one has seen this movie but us.
Ah, there
so
you go.
So all the actors and all their families and all, they're just going crazy.
You know, we have a lot of people here who move here from California who have a little bit of experience in show business in the Los Angeles area. And I bet when they arrive for this, they're going to go, how can I be a part of this? Are you looking for any investors or for anybody to hold down a role in the movie, to take part in it somehow?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to create the third episode in April. I have funded, personally, the first two episodes, but I need a little help on the third one.
Mm-hmm.
So, we are looking for some investor money. The deal's good. I mean, I've structured it to be a very good deal. It's better than you're going to find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
We have a track record. We've made money. I can show people that. The payback will be good, and we would love to find some investor money.
Sure.
So to keep going and do what we're doing.
I'll let you and Patrick both tell me, what are some of the costs involved in making a movie that the everyday moviegoer doesn't even think about?
Oh, golly. It's paying people. The first one, we didn't pay anybody. The second one, we did.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just the majority of the money. Paying people, locations, insurances.
Yeah, we tried to get everything top-notch, top-notch mm-hmm. actors, so
yeah.
That costs money.
It costs money.
And insurance and music.
We bought the music mm-hmm. this time. It was just, I really spent some money on the second one.
You know, I can recommend any moviegoer, if they haven't ever sat through the end credits of a movie, just watch the end credits. It takes about 10 minutes for it all to go by. You will see so many job descriptions you didn't even know existed.
No.
And all those people are on the payroll, aren't they?
Yes, they're all getting paid. Now, I want to say something about Patrick here.
Mm-hmm.
Patrick worked himself to death in this movie. The director, he's directing every little thing that happens. He's behind the camera while he's doing that. That is no easy chore.
Mm-hmm.
There were times as the producer, I am just going wild, trying to make it all happen. Corral everybody, get them where it's got to be, make sure every detail is taken care of. But as soon as I hand everything to Patrick, I can back away.
Mm-hmm.
But what Patrick does with a script is like if you take one of those 10,000-piece puzzles and then you lay it all out, and you got to make sense out of it. That's what Patrick does. And he does it from behind the camera.
Mm-hmm.
It's really phenomenal for a young guy. Someday, I'll probably be sitting up on the porch of the Pioneers Old Folks Home bragging about that Patrick Ball directed.
That young fella down there.
Yeah.
Patrick, on that point, explain to me, if you're going to do a Western, you're going to need locations. And how do you secure those locations, get the rights, things like that?
The city of Prescott took care of us on that. They told us, let us know. We had to, buy a permit, but they gave us access to anything that we wanted. Prescott's beautiful. I mean, it's just the perfect place to shoot a Western.
It is.
We went down to Goldwater Lake, and where else did we go?
The Dells.
Dells is gorgeous. And
sure.
There's some property out north in the Paulden area. It looks out over towards Little Thumb Butte that the city owns. We got to shoot there.
Nice.
Without the city of Prescott, we'd have been in trouble.
Yeah. They've really helped us out. Because, I mean, it's a perfect place to film a Western movie here. Mm-hmm. And being out on set's funny because you're out in the middle of the wild and you got these guys dressed as cowboys on their horses. And it just looks really cool.
Do you ever get people wandering by going, what is going on?
Yeah, I mean, a little bit. But for the most part, we try to stay secluded and, had some signs that said filming in progress.
Sure.
No, we were mostly out in the sticks, we tried to kind of, it's really hard because of just airplanes. That's really hard when it comes to a Western.
Oh, the sound. Plus, it dates you, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
When a plane goes over,
not 1880s when you hear a plane. So we had to be careful about that. We tried to go out kind of far away so we wouldn't be next to an airport. Some of the locations we just had to, normally after a plane goes by, you got 2 minutes until another one comes. So we would try to film inside those windows, but that's just the curse of trying to make a Western movie is the airplanes, because no matter where you are.
And not only that, but if you're shooting a Western, you love that golden hour, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Oh.
And, boy, you better not blow your takes during that, because you only have that narrow window, right?
That's right.
A few minutes.
Oh, goodness,
On the first episode, we sat and waited for the scene where what's her name? Forgot her name. Anyway, she walks to the graveyard to see her family, and the sun is just right.
Mm-hmm.
And we waited for an hour.
Yeah,
and we had only had time to do it once.
10 minutes to shoot the scene.
Yeah, and she nailed it.
I'm sorry.
She pulled it off beautifully. It's one of my favorite scenes.
Nice. Now, you wrote the script to Patrick?
No, that was Mark.
You wrote the script, and that script was based on what?
My imagination.
It wasn't off of a novel, so an original script?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I started writing novels several years ago, and I just sent my eighth novel off to the publisher today, actually. So I've got seven of them out there. Probably I have endless movie scripts out of all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's real easy to take something you've already thought up and then...
So how do you adapt it from a novel to a screenplay? Do you use Final Draft Pro or something, or what?
Script Buddy.
No kidding.
Yeah, just a little thing on your website.
Mm-hmm.
It formats it for you. You just got to get your mind thinking differently, and you can go right into Script Buddy, and once you figure it out, you can just fly right through it.
How about that? Wow. The reason I asked about Final Draft Pro is because, and I've used this term before, I've had different directors tell me that the draft or the screenplay software, as they say, frees you from the tyranny of the tab key, which anybody who's written a screenplay knows what I'm talking about. So, Patrick, I have to ask you, what got you into showbiz?
Oh, I went to film school, that whole story. I was on my way out to L.A., that whole story, too. But I stopped in Arizona, got some video work here, so I kind of put down my roots for a little bit. I came across Mark's book. I read it. He was just up the road from me 2 hours, so I contacted him. I said I'd love to make this into a movie because these characters are incredible. There's endless material in here, and these books are incredible. So, and he just so happened to want the exact same thing. So that's how we paired up, and that was the big start for my career because then I'm a full-time director and cinematographer now because of it. So it's been a dream come true right now.
Yeah.
Mark's making a lot of people's dreams come true with C-Bar.
Oh, that's great.
All these actors, all these all the production crew.
Now, have you also acted yourself?
Yeah. I prefer I was an actor in the first one, actually.
So which is easier for you, acting or directing?
Directing
is easier, no kidding.
I don't want to be in front of the camera.
I've got to say something here now. in the first movie, we have a bad guy, and his name is Snakebite. And I said, Patrick, I want you to be Snakebite. And he said, I'm the director. I can't be an actor. I said, but Snakebite never says a word. And Patrick says, okay, I can do it. Because there's, you know, it's easier with no dialogue.
Sure.
Oh, is he the scariest bad guy in the world? Patrick, we're walking down on Whiskey Row, and a man walked up, looked at us, and he looked at Patrick, and he said, I hate you.
Oh. And you know what? I talked to a lady from the Prescott Center for the Arts. She used to work on soap operas. And she said that there were a lot of regulars on soap operas that people get so wrapped up in those characters that those actors get confronted by viewers all the time and say, you are a snake. You're a terrible lady. I'm just playing a role.
Yeah, that's great. That's a big compliment.
Yeah, it is. Because,
somebody hate
yeah,
your
because
character.
You were that convincing.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, Mark, give us once again the details of when the screening is and how people can contact you if they want to take part in the production or be an investor.
Well, or be an actor.
Or be an actor.
We're looking for any kind of help.
Mm-hmm.
The premiere. Yavapai College Performing Arts Center seats 1,000 people, so we should be really good with that, and I am so sorry.
Oh, that was you. Okay, that was my phone.
Oh, my gosh.
There we go. It's all right.
That's a nightmare.
Keep going.
So February 2nd, 7 o'clock. Doors open at 6. $7 to get in. We're keeping it very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody wants to reach me about being an investor or an actor or behind the scenes, I'll give you a quick email. Just my name, Mark, B as in boy, AUGHER, 50 at Gmail. Mark Bauer, 50 at Gmail.
Sounds easy.
Yeah.
Very good.
Usually you can find us by just Googling C-Bar movie, too.
There you go.
We always pop up.
And if they want to see the first C-Bar movie, how can they do that?
Amazon Prime.
There you go.
Just go to Amazon Prime, put in C-Bar, and you can watch it. Watch it before you come to episode 2.
Yeah.
So that you're fresh in your mind.
There you go. And that's Mark Bauer and Patrick Ball. Thanks for joining us today on behalf of C-Bar. Continued success to you guys, and thanks for joining us on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's Q&A guest coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Start the new year off right with your car gleaming inside and out with the Prescott Pro Watch Detail. Prescott Pro Watch are the mobile detail specialists who will come to your home or business. They offer an express wash to a full detail and everything in between. They even offer a ceramic coating that is weather resistant and protects your car like nothing else. And one application can last up to 3 years. That's 3 years that you don't have to wax your car. And they even have gift cards. So give Eric a call and ride into the new year in style at 848-3799 or online at PrescottProWash.com.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's is up the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can save a delicious shrimp like you've never had. Serve with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, if you'd like to sharpen your Windows 10 computer skills, the Prescott Valley Public Library is offering Windows 10 classes from 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. Saturdays, starting this Saturday. It'll go for 3 weeks. That's Saturday, January 12th, 19th, and 26th at the Prescott Valley Public Library. This course will walk participants through the changes introduced with Windows 10. Each student in a lab setting will learn the basics of managing Windows 10 settings, how to navigate and customize the start menu, quickly find and install apps from the Microsoft Store, add user accounts, enable and personalize Cortana, and use OneDrive to save files to the cloud. This class does assume you have some experience with a previous version of Windows, and the class numbers are limited, so please register online at PVLIB.net, and you can also call 759-3040. Now, all the computer classes at the Prescott Valley Public Library are held in the PC Lab on the second floor of the library. And remember, those get underway this Saturday for three consecutive Saturdays. Coming up on tomorrow's Q&A, I'm going to have Karen Russell from Mountain Valley Regional Rehabilitation Hospital. She has a new program about how to prevent falls, how to recover from them, but most of all, how to prevent them, because as we get older, we get more likely to be injured in those falls. So we will talk about that on tomorrow's Q&A. Hey, stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro at 3 o'clock, and then Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, it's Monday, DJ, and then join me right back here to Tuesday at 2 with Karen Russell for Q&A, when I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.